Bigfoot and Yeti, and Bigfoot and Yeti, and Bigfoot and Yeti. Boom, 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 boom.
And there it was, buddy. There it was.
I can't believe I just had to sit through that piece of shit.
Aw, come on, that's a little hard.
I swore to myself that I would never watch that again.
Well, that's what you get for drinking too much and being too lazy to change the channel.
It's not right doing this to someone who's hungover.
Well, man, hey.
Not cool. Not cool, Yeti.
It'd be inspirational.
Yeah, we just watched Hollywood porn. Hollywood porn.
Well, actually.
And was it 5 hours? It felt like it was a 5-hour movie.
Well, Bigfoot, let me tell you, a lot of porn is made in Hollywood. Real porn. So maybe we could call that.
But at least I'd be satisfied
after this.
Maybe
we could call it. Porn is okay. Maybe we could call it grease porn? Porn grease? Greased up porn?
This is getting gross.
Greco.
I don't want to talk about porn anymore. It's historical. Hard enough that I just had to sit through this.
Historical porn?
This piece of garbage. You like this movie?
I do, man.
Please enlighten me. Why should I be watching this?
Well, let's.
And feeling like my life is better.
Understand. Listen, I'm not
feeling
saying.
Feeling like I shouldn't stab myself in the eye.
I'm not saying that I don't feel a little bad about myself liking this movie. I'm not saying that at all. But what I will say is that there's no such thing as a perfect action movie. So, you know, it's got a lot of flaws in it, but it's got some cool stuff in there. You can't deny that there's some cool stuff in there.
Well, I can.
It's got a hunchback.
I can completely deny that.
And listen, I've met some hunchbacks. This guy is just maybe cooler than all the hunchbacks I've ever met.
Look, I'll admit I did want to lick his hump a little bit.
You wanted to hump his hump, didn't you?
Well, I was hoping they would hump his hump. Because the highlight for me was the orgy scene, and I really wanted to see someone
there was something you'd like in that.
I also liked the man with the double flute.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, that's...
Because if I'm going to go into battle, and I'm going to fight...
A fifer.
I want a double fluted man...
A fifer.
Walking me into battle.
I like a double...
Because there's nothing more frightening than that, you know.
I like me
if
a double flute.
If I was on the other side and I saw a double fluted man approaching me,
yeah,
I would cower in fear.
Well, imagine
Who
this.
Who needs drums? Like, why would you do that?
Well, drums are pretty good. I mean, they would shake you and, you know. But the double flute, imagine how cool it would be, though, if it was a guy with the double flute, but he was skipping at you. Not just marching.
Now
heroically.
You're saying that like it's a joke, but that's kind of what I felt like I just saw. The big tough ass Spartans, who by the way, Hal had the same exact face throughout the whole movie. Here it is.
Well, listen, I mean that's.
That was the only expression these.
They
people
grew
had,
up such a
hard
life.
Except for Magneto, who laughed a lot.
That's right.
He thought death was funny and everything's funny.
And he smiled every now and then.
Right
and
up
said,
until his
Looking
last moment.
Looking for a good death. Fassbender and
yeah. Yeah.
With airbrushed abs on.
That is terrible. I can't believe. You know, I promise.
Terrible's
the time.
Tough. Listen. Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, I get it. You don't like it? That's fine. I understand. It's not perfect, but name me an action movie that's perfect or even that doesn't have those kinds of odd little flaws in it.
Predator.
Predator? Oh, man.
Yeah, Predator's I stumped you close. Right out of the block. I had one just right off the cuff.
Well,
that's
except,
a million times better. And you know what?
Except that, you know what? If we watched Predator, I bet I could find some
of
stuff
course
I didn't
you could.
Like
it's,
about it.
No, first of all, no, you couldn't. There's nothing. It's a flawless film.
It's,
absolutely
it's,
flawless.
I love me some Predator. Come over here. Wait, I got an impression. Wait for
See,
you.
See, I'm
Ready?
Feeling better. This is cleansing my palate.
Wait. This is my impression of Predator when he's seeing stuff. you'd have to see it. Never mind.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking
about. Every time
about.
They show Predator vision in that movie, that music's playing. It's like...
Either you're doing the worst impression of that music ever.
Nah.
Or
if you were to watch it right now, you'd go, oh my God, that's so perfectly done.
But anyway.
You're so good at mouth
so
noises.
So do you see what happened? We bring up Predator and both of us gleefully talk about this wonderful film. We talk about 300 for about 30 seconds and the best we have is a guy with a flute.
No, Hunchback. I did mention
you're right,
Hunchback.
You're right, Hunchback's a little bit better. From the moment the man was knocked into the well, the drinking water. Because, yeah, of course, that's where you'd throw all the dead bodies, straight into the well in your backyard that, yeah, you drink out of.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Brilliant, brilliant, yeah, brilliant piece of work.
Mmm, the water tastes weird today. Mm, it tastes Persian.
Persian flavor.
Thanks, King Leonidas. Honey, be careful drinking the water. There might be old arrowheads in it.
What's with a voiceover that has to tell me everything that I'm saying on screen? Oh, no, that guy's great. Oh, the guy who tells me... We have a beautiful scene.
They smiled with the smile. The half-naked man
walks
smiles.
Away from his son, going to battle. Yes, but they don't speak. He just nods at his son.
If he didn't
stoic, son, we don't need to say anything. I just love you, and you know
that's
it.
That's how hard.
Because we're men.
Spartans
we're
are.
Men.
They're so hard.
So now I'm gonna turn around, and then the Spartan turned away. He turned away from his son, and he went to battle, and they never had to talk. It was so poetic, don't you think so, audience? Wasn't that wonderful? That's the whole movie. It is a narrator cutting in
because
about every 10 minutes
don't love.
To describe to me,
they only hurt. Easily.
To describe to me what I'm seeing in the film.
Hey man, some people need all the help they can get. I needed a little help figuring out what that guy with the arm bones were. I'm glad he had...
Well, look, or that,
the,
again, he was...
The immortals have lived for thousands of years.
Here's another highlight
for
me.
The god of those... God King himself.
All I know is he was another highlight anytime you throw a man with crab arms into your movie for yeah. no reason and without explanation. I'm pretty happy.
I'm just glad they found a reason to put him in there. I mean, the guy got crab arms, and they, you know, I'm glad they found a role for him.
I will say this, after a second viewing, it has graduated to near Nicolas Cage territory for
now,
me.
Now, see, well, that's where I got it.
It was so
that's
epically bad
it.
In so many moments that I found myself, if I wasn't so hungover... I would have been hysterically laughing at all these wonderful...
I heard you sniggering every now and then. Well, listen, it's a movie, and it happened, but I want you to think of this.
I'm pretty sure
if you were taken away from your mother's loving arms at the age of 7 to have to fight wolves with a stick in the snow, I think you would be a hard ass too, and you would think differently about this movie.
Every goddamn shot in this movie is dead center, epic, amazing shot.
That's what's so cool about it. Everything's
no,
so
no,
epic,
no.
man.
It's like reading a comic book with a splash page on every page.
Well, that's it came
what's
from
the
a comic
point of that?
Book. Well, because if you don't have those heroic shots, how are you going to get that awesome narration in there?
You build up to the heroic shot. The whole movie was a heroic shot.
Well, I think that it was a great balance of heroic
a
bronze,
balance, he says. Wait,
and sweaty abs.
Wait, say this one more time. I need to take in the great balance of this
the
film.
The balance. The balance was just right. There was just enough slow-mo, just enough sweaty guys swinging swords, just enough weird, grotesque hunchbacks.
Yeah, the wolf that we... It felt like, you know... It felt like a bad MTV video that I've watched the entire movie.
But... Or do you mean bad MTV video, or do you mean awesome MTV video?
Well, the one sex scene in it that made me feel like, what's the song we talked about during the course of the film? Wicked Games.
Oh, well, that's a great
How's
song. That's
let's,
a great
let's
video.
Sing let's sing that song.
No, I want to fall in love with you. With you. What a wicked game you play. Make me feel this way. That's a great song.
And I
You're making fun of it. But that's a wonderful tune.
To fall in love.
So what part of that movie made you think of that?
The sex scene, which was clearly...
The weird, like,
that was
hunch,
clearly
hunchback,
where they got their inspiration.
The hunchback stuff?
No, the king, right after he had his I'm standing by the moonlight naked.
The moonlight
shot.
Lovin'.
Yeah, the one where he looked like he was trying to hold in a fart.
Was he?
I think so. He was clearly trying to hold in a fart there. Because no man stands naturally.
If you're
like
the king, listen, if you're the king, you don't got to hold in a fart.
No,
you just
let it go, man.
If
you're the king.
If you're the king, you can fart all you want and just blame it on other people. And they'll be cool with it because you're the king. Who's going to argue with you? You're the king.
This is a great point, but it doesn't really touch on anything we just talked about. Lots of great potential characters in the film. Lots of guys I wanted to like. But I don't know who was in the movie. Essentially,
well,
I would watch the film.
You had shirtless guy number one.
And you can't
You
tell
had
me.
Shirtless beard king. right? You had evil goatee guy.
See how you're describing them?
Who was the evil goatee guy who wanted to get it on with the queen. That's you had the queen.
Evil goatee guy. You this had is Abraham all you Lincoln can say Greek. About him. He was well, an I don't evil know guy, the... and he's evil because he has a goatee.
Go ahead and complain some more about well, tell shirtless me what
you
guys.
Love. Tell me what you love. Not to, yeah. Oh, you know, I did love all the CG'd abs. That was fantastic.
Well, I doubt they were CG. I bet they were
airbrushed.
Oh,
no. They were CG'd. Oh, they were painted and CG'd.
Zack Snyder. Is it Snyder or Schneider?
That doesn't matter.
I'm sure it matters to him.
I'm sure it does matter to him. Yeah. But apparently that would be all that matters to him, because obviously he doesn't really give too much of a shit about what he puts on the screen.
Oh, well, you know, listen, his stuff is okay. It's got its flaws, but you can't deny the fact that he definitely has put stuff on the screen that looks unlike anything.
Everything that's on the screen that's any good has been put together by his creative art team. Not
he has to oversee it. You're saying that if there's anything good on there, it's in spite of this guy.
In spite of him, yes. Because all he does is go, you know, all he does is he gets a shot and he's like, I don't think there's enough tit on the screen. We need more tit. Let's get some more boobs over
nah,
here.
Yeah, he could have done a lot more boobs.
Yeah, we don't have enough nipple in my face right now in
the
shot.
He could have done a lot more boobs in that.
Let's
in,
get,
in all
I
these
don't
movies.
Think we haven't... Let's just hold on him standing by the moonlight naked for just a little bit longer.
Let's wait for that perfect reflection off of the cheek number two.
You know what we can do? While we're underwater and there are dudes sinking, let's put a majestic whale above the dead body.
Well, there was no whale in this one.
I'm making a call that every Zack Snyder movie has an underwater shot where there's a whale above someone.
Hey, man, listen.
And I want it to be play with the theme of whales, like a killer whale in this one, a whale shark. Like, let's say, when he gets real creative, it'll be the whale shark. That's when we know shark. He'll have transcended the next level of deep thinking in
this
film.
This one, I think, should have to be a humpback whale.
You think humpback would have been good for this? Why
a
humpback
whale.
They're more rustic.
Because
like
I think the hunchback should have been riding a humpback, and he rides it up on the beach, and he goes, "Listen, Persians, there's a goat trail in the back where you can defeat them all. Now,
oh, yeah,
Now let me into your orgy, and my humpback whale.
And the whale made it into the orgy.
Yeah,
he could be in the orgy scene." Yes, we should have written
Dude,
this
imagine
movie.
What you could do
Can
with
you
a blowhole.
What this movie would be like if we brought
Shoot.
It?
The Archie blows. What did you think of those old creepy guys up on the hill that had all the leprosy on their face?
All it did is make me think of Braveheart and the actual cool leprosy guy. This movie wanted to be Braveheart
Man.
So badly, but
oh,
it just had
gosh.
None of the heart that Braveheart had. Braveheart is a... amazing film that you live for 3 hours. You
That's
walk
true.
Out and you want to lop someone's head off with your bare hands.
No, you want freedom.
You want to chop them down with your hand like Jimi Hendrix said.
Yeah. Chop them down with the back of my hand.
There you go, with the back of your hand. Pow! Pow, Braveheart! That's how I feel after a good movie. This movie I walked out and I was like, well... Alright. We've discussed this issue before about you cutting off a conversation in the middle and just singing these songs at random that I don't understand.
Hey man, I can't help it. You mentioned Jimi Hendrix and I got it.
Look,
you
I'm
even
the,
said
I'm
chop
Hendrix
them down
over
with the back
here,
of your
but,
hand.
You know, okay, whatever. Point
Sorry.
Is. Point
Sorry
is,
about that. It's a compulsion.
Is, yeah, well, this, you know, throw some money in the jar. Alright.
You're right.
What I'm telling you.
I love you. Always have.
I didn't trust him. He wasn't right.
In the head.
Anyway, I love Steve.
Steve.
Steve. That's the one who just said that line.
That's his name?
That's
is
his
Steve?
Name, Steve. That's awesome. Another reason it was so great. Steve says. Stephen? Is it Steve?
It's my
Steven?
Island.
It's Stephen. It's the My Island guy's name is Stephen. My name's William Wallace. I'm the biggest badass ever. Well, I'm Stephen.
Well, he never claimed to be the biggest badass.
He did, with his eyes.
Well, remember he said, and I've heard too, William Wallace is 7 foot tall and can shoot lightning bolts out of his arse.
You just wanted to say arse. The whole reason you said that line is so you could say arse and that.
And if he was here, he'd be able to take care of this army.
You can't deny what I'm saying about Zack Snyder, though.
I can deny it.
How?
Listen, the guy's got a specific...
Then you can defend it in one way.
He's got a specific
vision.
Well,
I'm going to take you off of this movie for Megan. Defend it in one way.
All right.
Why a whale?
I don't...
No, we're going to stop and talk about this for a second. Middle of a Superman movie.
Mm-hmm.
He falls into the water after saving a bunch of people. Don't know why Superman's been knocked out and thrown into the water.
He didn't get Superman. Knocked out. He just kind of jumped
He was
there.
Floating lifeless in the water for
no,
a moment.
No, he was just shutting
okay,
out
fine,
the world.
Fine, I can believe that. Maybe he's just discovering his powers. He got a little faint.
Nah, he knows all his powers.
He couldn't handle the stress of the moment, mm-hmm. so he fainted. Okay, maybe that's why.
He didn't faint. Out. He just jumped.
You know, apparently the steel knocked him out.
No.
Superman. But anyway, look, we're getting away from my point.
Okay.
We cut to a shot of him in the water, cameras under him, and there's a giant goddamn whale floating above him. Defend it.
Defend it?
Yeah, what's the point?
Why not?
Explain
That's
to me
I'm
what
saying.
That has to do
is
with the
why
story
not?
And why you would have put that in a film and why
well,
you think
I'm
it's
not saying I would put that in a film.
Really?
But
why
I
not?
Would say, but I would say.
Because it made
why
no logical
not?
Sense?
No,
would
it makes perfect logical sense. There would be whales in the Arctic waters. That's well, where whales go.
Well, sure, and I take poops, but I wouldn't film that and put it in my movie.
Well, you just hate whales. I guess that's what happens. You just hate whales. Sorry if whales
I'm
offended you.
I'm going to write Zack Snyder. Here's my thing. What I want to see Zack Snyder do now is put a whale in every movie.
I heard you say that. I don't see... Well, we discussed...
I want a whale in every film, and I want him to go back like Lucas.
Do you think he should do special
whales.
Editions?
I think he should do special editions... And throw a whale into every film.
Well, we already figured out where the whale was going to be in this, in 300. Where would the whale be in Watchmen?
Watchmen. Where? Are they in water at all? In Watchmen? Do we have any water sequences?
Who needs water, man? It could be a whale anywhere.
I know, well, I'm just trying to figure out the best, but now I'm excited.
Remember when they went to Ozymandias' place in the
there
Arctic?
There could be a tank with a whale
there. Yeah, right there.
Yes!
And he's so smart, he taught it how to speak or play chess or something.
Oh. See,
it could
I'm
be
excited.
A killer whale,
now
and he
I'm
could
excited.
Use it to try to kill stuff.
Yes.
What if they blew up Rorschach's face, right? Remember when he blows up his head? And then they fed the body to the killer whale.
I think that they should...
No, if killer whale just comes
no,
through the ice
no,
and eats the
I
rest
think
of his
Dr.
body.
Manhattan should turn Rorschach into a whale. And then we can see the whale suffocate and die.
I like that idea. Well, it wouldn't suffocate. They
well,
breathe
no,
oxygen.
Well, no, but he'd die eventually. He's not in water. He'd flop. We could watch him flop around for a few minutes. Like, you know.
Well, I mean, that would be pretty cool because Rorschach has those like different shapes of white and black on his mask.
Why do you think I said killer whale?
Well, see, I think it'd be funnier if Rorschach's face blows up and then a whale comes out of the ice.
Well, now you're heading into Sharknado territory, and I'll give it up for you there. That's a great idea. But I still think it'd be cooler with Dr. Manhattan's ability. I just turn him into a whale, and then it fits in, too.
What else would you do if you were Dr. Manhattan?
That's what I'm saying. He was, you know, let's be more creative with our ability to do anything.
Yeah, he wants to keep it tempered, you know what I mean? He doesn't want to do everything.
But moral to my story.
Okay.
If you can defend that shot and explain to me why that's in the film
it
and what it has
cool.
to do.
Why not?
And you just described every damn shot in this film. It just looked cool.
Well, see, here's the thing. Some stuff can look cool and detract from a movie. I don't think that detracted, but, you know, it was a little ham-fisted. I will agree with you. But, you know, it doesn't ruin the whole movie for me.
Ham-fisted. I love that term for Zack Snyder films. They're ham-fisted.
Ham-fisted.
Because that's how I
Punching
feel.
Punching ham
Because that's
with
how
my
I feel
fists.
After I've watched one of his goddamn films. Ham-fisted right up my ass.
Oh, man. I hope it'd be slippery.
Now, see, you always take it to
what?
This
you talked
place.
About a ham fist going up your ass.
Look,
I'm saying at least
yeah,
it's
but
greased
I
up.
I didn't figure out how I was going to grease myself up beforehand.
You just, see, that's the problem. You just say stuff. I actually have to think about it. You say ham-fisted up my ass. I'm like, well, I hope it's greasy because I'm just trying to make you feel better.
All right. You know what? Enough. Enough of ham-fisted, please. I can't take any more.
Fine.
Anyway, that's how I feel
300.
About 300.
300 disappointments
yeah,
for you.
Thank you. Thank
300
you.
300 snide comments.
And if you ever.
300
if
eye
you
rolls.
Ever make me watch this movie again.
Hey, man, I didn't want to make you watch it. I just didn't turn the channel.
I asked you to change the channel.
Yeah, I liked it. I wasn't going to change it.
A million times through the course of it. Did you not see me weeping?
I thought you were laughing real hard, and those were tears of laughter.
No, not only did I have a hangover, but I had to suffer through that.
Hey, man, you could have taken a nap. You should have taken a nap.
You can't take a nap through that. It's like...
Exactly, because you were too riveted to the screen. If it was really that bad, you could have been like, man, this is shitty, I'm going to take a nap. But no.
Do you know?
You couldn't take your eyes off it, even while you were weeping.
Look, if someone was standing above your bed, peeing in your face... while you were trying to take a nap or sleep, you'd probably have a problem too.
I would.
Okay, that's pretty much how I felt.
Yeah. You know what I would do though? I would close my eyes and turn my head. That's for sure. And you didn't do that because you apparently liked something, and it wasn't the crab hands guy.
Oh, our definition of like is very different, my friend. Very different.
Bigfoot and Yeti, and Bigfoot and Yeti, and Bigfoot and Yeti. Boom, 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 boom.